Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says RSS has tirelessly served the nation and empowered society. Participates in RSS centenary celebrations in New Delhi today. RBI raises GDP growth forecast for current financial year to 6.8%, also lowers inflation forecast to 2.6%. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says reduction of GST rates will lead to more procurements in the defence sector. Mahanavami being celebrated in different parts of the country. US government shuts down after Democrats refuse to support Republican spending bill. President Trump threatens mass layoffs. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, defending champions Australia to take on New Zealand in Indore this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, in New Delhi today. The centenary celebrations highlight the legacy of RSS, its cultural contributions, and its role in the country's unity. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the RSS is working for nation building. He said the establishment of RSS as an organization on this great day 100 years ago was not just a coincidence, but it was the resurrection of a tradition which had been continuing for thousands of years.
अपने गठन के बाद से ही राष्ट्रीय स्वयंसेवक संघ विराट उद्देश्य लेकर चला और ये उद्देश्य रहा राष्ट्र निर्माण. इस उद्देश्य की पूर्ति के लिए संघ ने जो रास्ता चुना वो था व्यक्ति निर्माण से राष्ट्र निर्माण. और इस रास्ते पर सतत चलने के लिए जो कार्य पद्धति चुनी वो थी नित्य नियमित चलने वाली शाखा.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister also released a specially designed commemorative postage stamp and coin, highlighting the RSS's contributions to the nation. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for Culture, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, said the RSS ignited the spirit of nation building and cultural awareness among the people. RSS Sarkarya Vai Dattatreya Hosabale said that the works and activities of RSS can be witnessed in every corner of the country. He said the society is aware of the different types of works undertaken by the organization. He added that the volunteers of the organization are actively engaged in various activities related to social development, national service, security and welfare while binding societies. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has revised its GDP growth estimates for the current fiscal year to 6.8%. It has also projected inflation at 2.6% for the current financial year, lower than the earlier estimate. In August this year, the Reserve Bank of India had projected a 6.5% GDP growth rate for the financial year 2025-26, along with an inflation forecast of 3.1%. Meanwhile, the RBI has kept interest rates unchanged. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the fourth bi-monthly policy of the current fiscal in Mumbai today. Mr. Malhotra said RBI has decided to keep its repo rate unchanged at 5.5%. He said the Monetary Policy Committee has voted unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged and decided to continue with a neutral stance.
The implementation of several growth-inducing structural reforms, many of which were announced by the Honorable PM on 15th August, including the streamlining of GST, are expected to offset some of the adverse effects of the external headwinds. Taking all these factors into account, real GDP growth for this year is now projected at 6.8%. This is a revision from our earlier forecast of 6.5%.
The RBI governor expressed confidence that GST rate rationalization would lead to a reduction in prices of several items in the CPI basket.
The MPC observed that the overall inflation outlook has turned even more benign in the last few months due to a sharp decline in food prices and the rationalization of GST rates. The average headline inflation for this year has been consequently revised lower from 3.7%, which was projected in June, 3.1% in August, to now 2.6%.
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that GST rate rationalization by the government will have a direct impact on procurements in the defense sector. He termed the rate rationalization a progressive step, saying that more procurements will become possible with the reduction of GST rates. The minister was addressing Defense Accounts Department Day 2025 in New Delhi today. The minister emphasized on creating an innovative ecosystem in the country to promote research and development-based technologies in the defense sector. He said Accounts Department, as the custodian of the defense budget, plays a crucial role in guiding the facilitation of research and development.
The financial advice, audit, accounting and budget management provided by the department on one hand ensures the financial health of defense services and on the other hand it ensures operational readiness. Obviously, it is quite necessary to maintain efficiency and transparency through these entire things. Information technology can play the role of a major enabler for efficiency and transparency. The Defense Accounts Department has always shown readiness to adopt modern approaches like information technology.
GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. Today we are presenting a report on the GST cut on handicraft items.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has introduced notable tax cuts in the handicraft sectors to ease the financial burden on traders and artisan and consumers. Everyday items such as ceramic pots and jars, as well as porcelain and terracotta utensils and kitchen utensils are now being taxed at only 5%, down from 12% previously. This move will reduce household expenses and make kitchen essentials more affordable. Similarly, in the handicraft sector, the GST rates on statues, decorative ceramics, including blue poetry and mirrors with decorative frames, have been reduced from 12% to 5%, providing a direct boost to artisans and traditional craft markets. Glass artifacts including statues, vases, jars, votives and decorative items now attract only a 5% GST, down from the previous 12%, making India's handmade glasswork more accessible to consumers. By reducing costs in this sector, this reform not only eases the financial burden on families but also strengthens demand for India's rich heritage of handicrafts. Ishani, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in the special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened global partnerships, making India a strong voice on the world stage.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's global engagement has reached unprecedented levels, positioning the nation as an influential force in shaping global affairs. India's engagement with the Global South underscores its commitment to a multipolar world with a stronger voice for developing nations. This philosophy was reflected in India's push for inclusion of African Union in G20 during its presidency, as also in India's vaccine maitri efforts during COVID-19 pandemic. PM Modi said,
भारत के अलग-अलग राज्यों में हुई G20 की 200 से अधिक बैठकों में हमने ग्लोबल साउथ की प्राथमिकताओं को प्रमुखता दी। इसका नतीजा रहा कि न्यू दिल्ली लीडर्स डिक्लेरेशन में ग्लोबल साउथ के विषयों पर हमें सबकी सहमति हासिल करने में कामयाबी मिली।
At the heart of India's multilateral engagement lies national interests and the doctrine of strategic autonomy. India's engagement in forums like BRICS, Quad and SCO reflects a balancing act, strengthening multipolarity with BRICS, advancing security and technology cooperation with Quad and deepening counter-terrorism efforts through SCO. PM Modi's numerous international visits have propelled India to the global forefront, deepening partnerships. Professor Chintamani Mahapatra, an international affairs expert, opined that PM Modi's voice matters in major decisions at the global level.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is a highly respected world leader and his voice matters in major decision making at the global level. Most of the leaders of important influential countries, they listen to him and they care for India's opinion.
In an era marked by multipolarity, fragmented globalization, and shifting power dynamics, India under PM Modi has emerged not only as a stakeholder, but as a steward of multilateral engagement.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The United States government has officially shut down today for the first time in nearly 7 years. The shutdown comes after Republicans and Democrats in the Congress failed to reach an agreement on a spending bill. The Democrats refused to support a Republican funding package unless they won a series of concessions centered on health care. The shutdown, which started at midnight local time, will temporarily halt some U.S. government services and put the salaries of hundreds of thousands of government employees on hold. President Donald Trump has threatened to use the funding lapse to implement mass layoffs of government workers. The White House's official website displayed a banner that reads, "Democrats have shut down the government." The main disagreement was over health care spending, including continued funding for the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The death toll due to an earthquake that hit the central Philippines has risen to 69. According to the Philippines Office of Civil Defense, the administration is still verifying the identities of the missing people, and they have been receiving reports that there are people still trapped in the debris. More than 150 people are injured following a powerful 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck the coast city of Cebu in the Philippines' central Visayas region last night. Mahanavami is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. Mahanavami, also known as Durga Navami, is celebrated as the ninth and penultimate day of the Navratri festival. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped that Navratri would bring good fortune, prosperity and success in everyone's life. In Jharkhand, Durga Puja festival is being celebrated with great enthusiasm and fervour. On the occasion of Mahanavami, people have ended the 9-day long fast by offering havan to Goddess Durga. More from our correspondent.
Traditional rituals, prayers and 9-day long fast performed at temples, puja pandals and even at homes today came to an end across the state. Kanjak and Kanya Pujan ceremonies are being organized at many places. Attractive puja pandals and grand idols have been constructed in all the districts including Ranchi, Jamshedpur, Hazaribagh, Dhanbad, Bokaro and Palamu. Lakhs of devotees are flocking to see the puja pandals. All preparations have been made for Vijayadashmi tomorrow. Ravan Dehan ceremonies have been organized in various districts, including Ranchi. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted increase in rainfall with isolated heavy rainfall over northeast India from tomorrow till the 4th of this month. According to IMD, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Saurashtra and Kutch are expected to witness heavy rainfall at isolated places over the next 2 to 3 days. In the ICC Women's ODI World Cup 2025, defending champions Australia will take on New Zealand at Holkar Stadium in Indore this afternoon. Yesterday, in the opening match, India defeated Sri Lanka by 59 runs in a rain-affected match at Guwahati. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says RSS has tirelessly served the nation and empowered society. Participates in RSS centenary celebrations in New Delhi today. RBI raises GDP growth forecast for current financial year to 6.8%, also lowers inflation forecast to 2.6%. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says reduction of GST rates will lead to more procurements in the defence sector. Mahanavami being celebrated in different parts of the country. U.S. government shuts down after Democrats refuse to support Republican spending bill. President Trump threatens mass layoffs. And in ICC Women's ODI World Cup, defending champions Australia to take on New Zealand in Indore this afternoon. With that, we end the Midday News.